The move to push advanced manufacturing between Lexington and Louisville comes from their two mayors. The Bluegrass Economic Advancement Movement Board met for the first time in Frankfort. They're pursuing a model promoted by the Brookings Institute, which is a think tank. Amy Liu is the Institute's spokeswoman.
This is fundamentally about markets. It is about the economy. And so we need to understand what is the market position of this 20-county region, what are the strengths, what's assets, and what is driving those dynamics.
Joining in the effort are some of the region's larger employers, UPS, Ford, GE, Lexmark, and Toyota. While the president of Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky doesn't expect this collaboration to result in plant expansion, Will James says it could attract related manufacturers to the Lexington-Louisville corridor.
So maybe this might spin off the opportunity for some additional suppliers to come in into the region. I don't see any expansion of our site in the immediate future.
The engineering schools at the universities of Kentucky and Louisville will be deeply involved in the effort. UK Dean of Engineering Tom Lester says it'll be their job to train the workforce needed by these new employers.
The workforce, especially the workforce at the technician level and the associate degree level, needs to be greatly improved in this state to provide manufacturers with the skilled tradespeople that they need to run these advanced manufacturing facilities.
U of L Dean of Engineering Neville Pinto says the current supply of engineering students doesn't satisfy market needs. While labor is not officially represented on the board, Chair Jim Host says input from unions will be sought throughout the process. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.